We are joined in the media center after the Lucas Oil Nationals here at Brainerd International Raceway by our top fuel winner. Leah Pritchett picks up the win, part of the first DSR double in a long time, en route to victory. Took down Kyle Wurtzel first round, Billy Torrens second round, Austin Prock, and Mike Salinas in the final round. Leah, this is a huge victory, 14th overall, but most importantly, the first DSR top fuel win in ages.
Undoubtedly, it feels just as good as it sounds. I think not only for myself, for the team, for Dodge, but for Don Schumacher. You know, there was a recent article that was put out with Auto Week about a statement, basically, you know, Don Schumacher Racing isn't going anywhere and we're thriving. And this weekend, I think, definitely showed that across all the Nitro categories. Proud to be able to be the one to put on that final win light, especially for DSR. This is the perfect time to be able to gain the momentum for a season. I feel like just looking at the scorecard, looking at the timesheets, you see we made four incredible runs, and that's something that the crew chiefs have worked really hard to be able to do consistently now, and it's coming into play at a perfect time.
Eighth career win in top fuel, but this season has been a bit challenging in that, you know, you skipped a race, finding money, all of those things, but now it seems like you've just emerged as a threat as we go to Indy and as we get to the countdown. Talk about the status of, you know, Todd and the team and, some early season challenges.
Sure. I guess looking at it, it would look that way of like, oh, hey, where were they at? And then, oh, they're here. But if you really look at the Western swing and our qualifying position and, you know, the early rounds that we were out, they were really close races. And when we talked about gaining momentum internally, we really were in regards to the car, the setup, the team morale. We've been able to keep that up. And so putting all those pieces of the puzzle together, we could see what it was looking like, and probably not everybody else could until this weekend. And, taking a step back, that's exactly what it looks like. So we've had some, you know, chassis improvements, and we've been able to go back, and we've been able to just really try and pick up as much as we can. And I think also the mindset, you know, you look back here when we won 2 years ago and it was Throwdown Central. Everyone's excited. It's cold. It's, you know, world record setting conditions. And that's what you get excited about. I said it at the top end, but this, what this sport stands for is being the fastest and the quickest, most accelerating in the world, like the most extreme. And you have to race with that extreme mindset. And I feel like, I mean, clearly I haven't been able to race in that mindset. I've been racing out of fear of, you know, sponsors, of, you know, what the future holds. And instead of racing without any fear of that. So once you break that barrier, and I would say same thing with the tuning, and instead of racing safe, you need to race intensely. And that's what TF4 started out doing when we got together and this team was built with Don Schumacher, and we're finally able to get that back. So it goes all the way from the parts and pieces to the mindset, and this has done such incredible things for the confidence, for our sponsors, for our fans, for ourselves. And I'm excited because when I hear the crew chiefs start talking about being able to pick up here and what they are putting into the car from a low map to timing, and it's finally reacting and communicating with how they want. Like, that's a perfect relationship, great communication. So between the race car that we have and the team and what we're asking it to do, she's behaving beautifully, and couldn't be more happy.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media. Questions for our top fuel winner, Leah Pritchett.
Just curious, when you got here the first day, knowing that you'd won here 2 years ago, is there a feeling as a driver when you come into a facility for the first time over the weekend that hey, this is going to be a place where I'm going to do well? Or just what's your mindset coming in here that first day this weekend?
Sure. I think out of the gate has to do with the fans. You know, when you win somewhere, and as Caps was talking, there's a certain aura about coming to somewhere where you've been successful. And for this national event, this is what people spend their vacation on, you know, save up, their families come here. This is a huge deal for them. And to see a car, you know, go rounds, you are the people's champion when you win here. So for us, we may race in 23 other times throughout the year, and this is a stop, but to this is their stop. So when they start off the weekend and say, this is your day, this is your weekend, you're going to do it, and you just hear it over and over again and over and over again. If you believed it or not, they're going to hypnotize you and you're going to believe it. But one thing that I remember coming back from the scales, I'm looking around at the scenery, fans are in the stands, they're packed, and the layout of this just seems fast. And what I mean by that is like the open aerial. You know, when you're thinking about land speed racing, when you're thinking about jets, it's flat. And here, this place is set up and it just gives the feeling of fast. And that's what I had got on Friday. I'm like, yeah, we're fixing to go fast this weekend. And, you know, hopefully we're fixing to turn our program around and go fast upwards toward the points.
The bit about being the first woman to do this or first woman to do that, aren't you? You're past that. You don't think of yourself as being setting some standard for women. You're just a racer, and you win.
That is absolutely correct. I had a fan tell me at the stands, he goes, I saw one of your videos, and you are definitely a girl. I don't know. What? I don't know how to take that. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, thank you.
No, I mean, right now, and in general, this sport has... It's taken leaps and bounds so long ago for gender equality, I believe, when it comes to performance. And just the wins are hard enough as they are. The success is hard enough, whether you're male or female. And, you know, I'm excited about the competition of this class. I'm excited about, you know, the likes of, like, Proc coming in and you know, Selena's having a full-time operation and, you know, being a part of the ever-changing atmosphere of the NHRA is huge, and I look at it as I'm just a piece of that, not necessarily a female in that role, but I probably take 15 minutes extra longer than those guys and they're not worried about braiding their hair, but other than that, man, the wind light, it shines just the same.
Right. And we're a bumper away from having two women up here.
Yes.
Which, incidentally, it would have been the fifth year in a row for two women in the winner's circle across all categories, dating back to 2015. And your win was the 147th for women in the National Hot Rod Association.
Oh, that's incredible. And you said that it was number 8 here for in Top Fuel in general. So 147, and I look forward to there being more. Man, the likes of junior racers, I was able to spend time with them this weekend, and I see probably over 50% of junior racers being girls, and watching them grow and then transition into faster classes, I can't wait. You know, the rate of speed for national event wins by women is just going to keep growing.
Let's focus in on some of the round by round. First of all, Kyle Wurzel, actually a decent qualifying effort. That team is coming together. The second round against Billy Torrance, who is really trying to make the countdown. They are trying to do like a dark horse run and jump the beam, red light start. It just shows the intensity of competition out there.
Undoubtedly it does, and it's no secret that I've been working at my own craft, and to do that doesn't mean you're going to go in one direction the entire way. In qualifying, I did 4 entirely different things, by the way I staged, by the way I looked at the beam, way I looked at the tree, what I was doing, and some of it worked, some of it didn't, and, you know, I'm able to also pick up on what other drivers do. That's what good drivers do. I know people try and predict what I'm going to do, and you try and be coherent to what other drivers do. And Billy's a very consistent racer, and I've heard him speak, and his times are really good. And, you know, some people, I've been bit before, and if you have a chance to bite, I mean, this is the zoo. You got to be the lioness. This is eat, ride, or die. And there was an opportunity that I saw, and unfortunately for him, you know, he had jumped the beam, and he got out of sync, and hell, I saw that, and it startled me. But we had a fast pass, and we were able to get lane choice over Proc. And the reason I asked Jamie at the top end, I was like, well, you know, is that by how many thou? Because I had, I didn't exactly what they call shallow stage kitty litter. It was in there pretty deep. So when I had seen that Proc ran a 76, I believe it was, in that first round, and then we're rolling up there, and I knew what we had plugged into the car, that I could afford to take a little bit, have a good light, and still get lane choice, and that's exactly what we did. And I think that's a testament to the communication between the race car and the crew chiefs, how it's reacting, and it's doing what we want it to do, and racing smart. So today, we definitely raced really smart. They did from a tuning standpoint, I did from a driving standpoint, and I'm just excited, really excited, because when you see results from hard work, then you're able to just work on that even more.
The run against Austin Proc, you know, he's the hot shoe right now, great lever, the numbers don't lie, just got his first win. You've been in that position where you got your first win, full of energy, full of confidence. How did you approach that race?
I don't know, man. He was worried about street cred, and we're just worried about strip cred. I think it's exciting that he's out there, and he does. He pushes me. You can only practice so much, and you can only try new things, but I'm inspired by him, you know. Don Prudhomme, you know, he saw some great talent, and there was a great opportunity over there at that team for him to be able to drive. And, you know, when you're on that high and you race with no fear, you do really well. And he's a hot shoe, no doubt, but today we had a hotter race car and just as hot of a driver, and that's what's going to make this racing and the rest of the season, you know, extremely entertaining for the fans to see, and it's that's good. But yeah, what felt even better is definitely putting a win light on against that and putting in a good tune-up.
And then the final round against Mike Salinas, since we're going round by round, you know, Alan Johnson, Mike Salinas, he's on a mission. He's on his own personal mission. You know what that's like as well. Tell me about the approach.
Well, the approach to it was, man, we had almost pretty much a flawless car, making three good runs in on race day, and being able to move in that direction. You know, I was sitting in the car watching, and I saw Alan Johnson, you know, walking to the Salinas who's next to me as funny cars were running. And undoubtedly, he, you know, very extremely successful. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, man, but he ain't Todd O'Gahara. And that's the confidence I have in my own team. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. And I know the mindset that they're working under right now. And I didn't have to convince myself of anything. That confidence is completely already there, that, you know, people have taken us lightly here, and we're not trying to show anybody anything. We're just trying to show ourselves that we are the racers and the competitors and the champions that we are. So the final round against Salinas, they had ran an 80 in the semis, and we had lane choice, and actually both lanes were, you know, proved to be phenomenal throughout the day. But I was feeling good about whatever was going to happen. I'm replaying situations in my head of, you know, Salinas going to go in deep. What's he going to do? Going to hang me out? And just being comfortable with all of those things. Things that I haven't really been able to focus on. And that's what's exciting for me. And then I launched out there and it stuck and we kept going. We get to have track. And I was like, I knew I drilled it. We're going. I had heard him in the beginning. I don't quite hear him. And then I still haven't looked at data. I haven't seen the run or anything, but it, like, wanted to let loose in the top end. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, if this thing blows the rats out of it, like, please let the wind light come on. So for us, I mean, we were only 321, but she was not happy at the top end going through the lights. And that's, you know, we were pushing hard. And you that's the best part. It's the final round. You give it everything you have, from the parts, the performance, the tune-up, and the will to get there first.
Any other questions? Leah, thank you very much. Congratulations on your win here at the Lucas Oil Nationals. Good luck at Indy.
I appreciate that. Mopar, this one's for you. I know we've won in a lot of the other cars, and we've been looking forward to bringing a Wally home for Dodge and Mopar and Top Fuel, and look forward to more this year.